show.
I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Well, yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is called Categories. We play it on Spiegel and Holmes. There are two sports categories, usually, and a third category, something pop culture that may have come up during the week on the show. Usually I host, but now we're going round and round. Chris Tannehill is the host today. The contestants are me, Matt Spiegel, him, Lawrence Holmes, Shane Reardon, and Jimbo, ladies and gentlemen.
Jimbo! Woo!
We adore Jimbo around these parts, don't we, folks? Give it up for Jimbo one more time.
One more time for Jimbo.
Tanny, you're on. Game on, sir. Jimbo gets to go first.
Well, before we get started, now that I have the mic, I just got to give a big shout out to my people over at La Villa for being in the house today once again. That was my neighborhood spot back in the day when I was living in Old Irving Park, and to see them and the people who run that place like in person today, that's really awesome, and the food was delicious. All right. I've got a list here of 154 men who call themselves Washington football pro bowlers over the years. This dates back to the 1950s. It's a lot of people here on this list. Just give me any of them. Washington football pro bowlers over the years.
So this is Commanders or the aforementioned
the football team. The other name. Don't say it, anyone.
Okay, Caleb said it yesterday. Don't say it,
He's
Jimbo.
Grandfathered in. You can't say that either.
But Jimbo, you get to go first. A pro bowler from that franchise of any era.
Sean Taylor.
Absolutely. Good choice. Matt Bowen mentioned him earlier today.
I'm going to go with Sonny Jurgensen.
That's right, Speaks.
John Riggins.
Ooh, actually, so this was funny. What? He is an all-pro, but not a pro bowler.
What?
Wow.
I know, right?
What?
Okay.
Absurd.
I will take a seat.
Yeah.
How?
That is amazing.
How is Sonny Jurgensen a pro bowler and Riggins is not?
Again, it's a weird thing. All-pro, but not good enough to go to Hawaii, apparently. Maybe
wow.
He didn't like to fly. I don't know.
All right, I'll be over here.
Maybe opt in.
Terry McLaurin.
Absolutely.
Chase Young.
Yep, Chase Young also on there.
Joe Theismann.
That's right, Speaks.
Montez Sweat.
Yep.
Antonio Gibson.
Let's see, do I have an Antonio Gibson? No.
I like the guess. I'm going to go with Clinton Portis.
Yep, absolutely.
Trent Williams.
Oh, my guy. Yep, he was a seven-time Pro Bowler over there.
How about Art Monk?
Yep.
Joe Jacoby.
Oh my God, that's great pull. That's phenomenal.
Is he a pro bowler?
Absolutely.
That's why we play the game, folks. Right there. How about Russ Grimm?
Yeah, he's a meat potatoes and he was a pro bowler as well.
An ill-fitting sweater as he made a speech trying to pitch himself
the
for Bears coach.
The McClasky family.
There's a friend of the show on this list here still.
Oh boy.
Friend of the show. Flula Borg.
No, he was also just an all-pro, not a pro bowler.
How about Brian Mitchell?
Absolutely.
All right, that's it.
It's all you, Speaks.
I took the category. Who's the friend of the show? Logan Paulson? No.
No.
Mark, that guy was our pro bowler.
This guy wanted to punch Danny in the face, and who doesn't?
Oh, Mark Schlereth. Oh, the entire staff.
Mark Schlereth. Was
Mark Schlereth.
He was one of them hogs back in the day. All right. Well done. Well done. All right. Next category up here. Baseball's in the news, apparently. You guys been hearing about this? Baseball? World Series begins tomorrow.
Something about that.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Baseball, World Series. Bob Costas will be on the show tomorrow to officially let the ceremonies begin with baseball and the World Series.
It's true.
68 men have had the distinguished honor of becoming a Most Valuable Player Award winner, the Willie Mays MVP of the World Series. 68 men who have done it. What are their names?
All right,
World Series MVPs.
World Series MVPs. I'll go first. Ben Zobrist.
Absolutely.
Jermaine Dye.
Yes.
I don't. So here's the thing. I don't really care about sports at all.
Guess the mini pig.
Who's that Lamb guy from the Astros?
Jake Lamb?
Jake Lamb. Yeah, Jake Lamb is a World Series MVP.
No, no, no.
Right?
No, you got to win the World Series
to
get the MVP.
I mean Jose Altuve.
No Altuve.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm out.
He's
dude.
Out.
I'm sorry.
Jimbo got a World Series MVP from any era.
Reggie Jackson.
Absolutely.
That's a great call. I'll go with George Springer.
Yep. You got it. Lawrence?
Big Poppy.
He was indeed.
That's a great pull. Shane? Oh, no.
No, it's Jimbo. Jimbo. I'm out. I couldn't Jimbo. Name one speaks.
That's right. One was your bugaboo. Jimbo?
Pablo Sandoval.
Oh, that's a great call.
Ooh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a tremendous pull. Madison Bumgarner.
He was.
Yogi Berra.
No Yogi Berra on this list.
Damn it.
Don Larson.
Ooh, good call, yes.
Hey, Jimbo. Who the hell is that?
He pitched a perfecto.
Threw a perfect game in 1956.
Oh, he
Don
threw a perfect
Larson.
Game in 1956. Oh, my bad.
He also did the Far Side cartoon. It was really good. All right, I will go
That's
with
Bob Larson, you silly goose.
I'll go with Bob Gibson.
Yeah, multiple time MVP award winner. Good job.
How about Kirk Gibson?
Ooh, no.
I'll go Mickey Lolich for the win.
Absolutely, Spees. Good job.
Thank you very much.
One, all right, Spees.
Three games for the Tigers in 1968.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
1968. What a year.
You're the pitcher, Shane. You know that. So Denny McClain won 31 games. I don't have to tell you.
All right, the final category here. Al Pacino, 84 years God. Young, folks.
Damn it.
He's penned his first memoir. It's called Sonny Boy, where he tells stories of his storied Hollywood career. I'm enjoying it very much, personally. I'm reading it right now. We're listening to it, but yeah, whatever.
That counts.
He's got over 60 acting credits to his name.
Wow.
60 movies or TV appearances, not including himself. These are roles that Al Pacino has played.
Tremendous.
Mostly movies here. They're over 60. What are they?
Lawrence is first.
Scarface.
Good choice. Actually, not really. The movie sucks. But yeah, you still got it right.
Brian De Palma on line one for you.
The Gucci one.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
House of Gucci?
Yeah, House of Gucci. Well done.
Any Given Sunday.
Absolutely.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Yep.
Scent of a Woman.
Yep.
Hoo-ha!
I'm drawing a blank on Al Pacino movies. I don't watch movies.
Shameful.
I just saw that Gucci one last week.
Shameful.
Shane, have you seen The Godfather? It's,
yeah,
it's
good job, Jimbo.
Oh, here comes.
I mean, Jimbo, I know you listen. No, I have not.
I've not
seen The Godfather.
I'll go with The Godfather Part 2.
Oh, here comes the run on Godfather movies.
It's like when tight ends go in round 3 of the draft.
The Godfather Part 3.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, good choice. It's the best one.
Heat.
Ooh, love Heat, yep.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. Now, my brain is freezing.
Warm it up.
Oh, my God. What's happening? There's a million, but I already said a lot of them. The Taking of Pelham 123. I don't think he's in that.
No, he's not in that.
Yeah. I my brain froze.
He should have been.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah, any movie would have been better with Al Pacino.
Carlito's Way.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a million. Jimbo.
So the thing about dead air and radio, yeah, Jimbo, is we don't like it.
Three.
Inside Job.
Inside Job.
Ooh, I don't see Inside Job on here.
Lawrence for the win. You got another?
Did we say The Devil's Advocate?
No, we did not. We did not. Outstanding. Lawrence Holmes very wins well category done. 3.
Nice, Lawrence.
I was having a moment of panic when Jimbo said Kirk Gibson for 88 World Series MVP. I was like, ooh, did I miss that in my research? But it was Oral Hershiser.
Okay, so good.
We can all sleep comfortably now.
Yes, we can. Tanny, great job, buddy.
Oh, thanks, guys. It was my pleasure.
That is awesome.
And thanks to this crowd. Give yourselves a hand, crowd.
Okay, you panderer.
He's doing great.
He's pandering.
You guys are in the Western Hemisphere, the greatest hemisphere in the world.
Now, he's straight up doing the Mick Foley. I'm so happy to be right here in Chicago, Illinois. That's what he's doing. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, there'll be more participation from the people here. We're going to do an Ask Us Anything.
Yes, we are. And Dave Wanstead at the top of the hour with great bear stuff and bourbon and conversation and a hang.
All of that is next here on The Score.